The focus of the second parak of Yuma is less related to the Yom Kippur services themselves, and is more a general discussion to do with the Beis HaMikdash and different services which were done, and how it was chosen which Kohanim would perform which service. Since the previous parak ended off talking about Trumas HaDeshen, which is when they would clear some ashes from the top of the Mizbeach onto the ramp of the Mizbeach, so this parak begins talking about that, and then goes quite sidetracked. Now, the Kohanim were split into 24 groups, such that every single Kohen would be part of one out of 24 groups. And each group would serve in the Beis HaMikdash for 1 week at a time. So the average group would serve in the Beis HaMikdash for 2 weeks during 1 year. So 1 week, and then after 24 weeks, another week. Those 24 groups were known as Mishmoros, and within each Mishmor, there was also a number of Botei Av. A Beis Av was sort of a smaller group within the Mishmar, and one Beis Av would serve on each day. Although there is debate about it, the simple understanding is that there were 6 Botei Av in each Mishmar. So one Beis Av would serve each day, and then on Shabbos, the entire Mishmar would serve together. But even once you've now got this smaller group of Kohanim, this Beis Av who was serving the Beis HaMikdash on that day, how would it be decided which members of that Beis Av would perform the services? So for pretty much all of the services, they would cast lots. Any Kohen who wanted to perform that service, they would cast a lottery, and whoever came out, they would perform that service. And the truth is, that was the halacha for the service of Trumas HaDeshen as well. However, we're going to see in this Mishnah and the next Mishnah that originally, the way they would decide who would do Trumas HaDeshen was different. Since this was the first thing done in the morning, many Kohanim would still be asleep, they would be less willing to do this particular service. And since there were only a few people who would be wanting to do it, Barashayna originally, Kol Mi Shireitz Elisrim Sam Mizbeach, anybody who wanted to perform the service of Trumas HaDeshen, of clearing ashes from the top of the Mizbeach onto the ramp of the Mizbeach, Toireim, he would do the Trumas HaDeshen, meaning first come, first serve. He was able to just go up onto the Mizbeach and perform that service immediately. It was Manchei Merubin, and in a time and a situation where there were lots of Kohanim who wanted to do it, so Rotz and Vayin Bakevesh, they would run and go up onto the ramp, they would race, V'chol HaKlidim Eschaveri Ba'arba Amos, anybody who got to the top 4 Amos of the ramp before his friend, so the first one who reaches the top part of the ramp, the top 4 Amos, Zocha, he merits to perform the Trumas HaDeshen. He wins the race and he gets that right to do it. If you're within 4 Amos of something, it's considered that you're pretty much in that area already, and so he is considered to be the one who won the race. V'imhayushneim shovin, and if there were 2 people who got there at the same time, or you can't tell which one got there first, Hamamune Oimelohem, the one who was appointed over the lotteries and choosing which Kohanim would perform which service, Oimelohem, he would say to them, Hatzbiu, put out your fingers. Now the truth is, he wouldn't just say this to these 2 Kohanim, he would say this to all of the Kohanim who wanted to do Trumas HaDeshen. If they couldn't decide based on the race, then it would go back to being an option for all of the Kohanim. And what they would do is that all of the Kohanim who wanted to be part of this would stand in a circle around this person who was in charge, and they would put out a finger. And this person who was in charge would call out a certain large number, and then he would start counting from a particular Kohen. He would start counting their fingers one by one, and he would go round and round until he reaches the end of those numbers, whichever number he picked. When he reaches that number, whosever finger he lands on, he is the Kohen who merits to perform the Trumas HaDeshen. Happens to be that it's now understandable why this couldn't be done just with those 2 Kohanim who reached that part of the Mizbeach together. Because if there's only 2 people, then it's obvious which finger he'll land on. Whether he picks an odd number or an even number, it's very easy to tell, and therefore they would do this with all of the Kohanim. And what would they put out? Achas, one finger, and he would count like that. Oishtayim, or 2 fingers. Now the Gemara explains that a regular Kohen could only put out 1 finger. But a Kohen who had a particular problem, that he wasn't able to just stick out 1 finger, and whenever he stuck out 1 finger, another finger would come out with it. So he would be able to actually stick out both of those fingers, but he would put them together and it would be counted really as 1. The point is that you could only put out 2 regular fingers, but v'imitzin agudol b'mikdosh, it's forbidden to put out your thumb in the Beis HaMikdosh. The reason being that if a particular Kohen saw they were reaching the number, and he sees that when it will reach him, he'll be the second last Kohen, and the Kohen next to him, he's going to end up being picked as that Kohen. So it's possible for this Kohen to do a trick, and that is that he could put out 1 finger, and as well as that, he could also put out his thumb. His thumb is further away from the rest of his fingers. And since anyway, the fingers of the Kohanim would be very close to each other, he would quite easily be able to pretend as if that thumb was another finger and make it that the number would land on him. So to make sure he wouldn't do that, it would be forbidden to put out your thumb as the finger which the Kohen would count.